Okay, thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. And thank you, clerks. So the Appropriations Committee met on the 22nd, and we reviewed ONCR 23-22, a resolution to support the Minerals Council request to the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to request the balance of the IIM account in the name of the Osage Nation to make it available for appropriation to the Minerals Council. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor. Congressman Potts and myself are the co-sponsors. Final committee action do pass with yes votes Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Stabler, Goodfox, and Redcorn. We also reviewed ONCA 23-112, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for their annual oil and gas summit in the amount of $10,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton is the sponsor. Final committee action do pass. Voting yes, Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. We also reviewed ONCA 23-107, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Police Department Explorer Program for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $63,950 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Stabler, Goodfox, and Redcorn. We also discussed ONCA 23-96, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Ed Scholarship to increase the amount per credit hour to adjust for tuition increases at higher education instructions and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. The final committee action was no recommendation with yes votes Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. The last resolution that we reviewed was ONCR 23-24, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. And the committee voted to amend line 44. We inserted the matching grant fund at $980,000 on line 50 under the ENR domestic, strike $125,000 and insert $327,345 and adjust totals accordingly. And that amendment was passed with six yeas. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you,
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and return ONCA 23-96 to the Education Committee.
Second.
A motion and a second. It's a rule suspension, so there's no discussion. All of those in favor of returning ONCA 2396 to the Education Committee?
Yes, ma'am.
Signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
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 Two no's, Hamilton and Potts. Give me just a second. It passes, thank you. Give me 1 minute to catch up. Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, those listening in. The Government Operations Committee met this morning at 9 o'clock to discuss editorial board alternate appointee Robert Warrior. The final committee action is that Mr. Warrior is a candidate that is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. The committee also discussed editorial board alternate appointee Dennis McAuliffe. The final committee action is candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. At this time, I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Mr. Dennis McAuliffe and Mr. Robert Warrior on today's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Passes and Mr. McAuliffe and Mr. Warrior will be on today's agenda for confirmation. Thank you. We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, general order day two. Hearing none, we are on general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order received. ONCA 2381 is an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. We have one amendment before us presented by Congressman Hamilton. Page 1, lines 16, 23, and 24, strike $2 million and insert $1 million. Is there any discussion? All of those in favor of the
discussion, Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. Do I need to take the podium or can
I see? No, you can speak from there.
Okay, thank you. So on this bill, on the $2 million, I had proposed that because we had a balance in the retained revenue, and I'm trying to fund the permanent fund as we move forward with money from the retained revenue. I had originally filed at $2 million, as you can see, and Congressman Hamilton and I spoke about this amendment, and I agree with it because now it allows for $1 million, you know, a balance to be available. And Congresswoman Stabler has filed a bill of 800 some odd thousand to fund the improvements at Lost Creek. And so that's one of the reasons why I'll be voting yes for this amendment, is so that we can do more than one thing, fund the permanent fund and also address the need at the Lost Creek Ranch. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, all of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. It will be advanced to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. ONCA 2387, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for restricted land and maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. We have one amendment presented by Congresswoman Rivard. Page 5, line 188 through 189. Strike upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override and insert on January 2, 2024. Discussion?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Within discussion with the directors that helped me draft this bill, and get the appropriation amount together, we agreed that it would probably be better to begin this direct service to our restricted landowners in January because it allows the directors to work together to create policy and procedure and application and things of that nature. So I agreed to have the effective date beginning January 1, which would also allow them time to hire any additional staff that's needed.
Thank you. Anyone else? All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. It will be advanced to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-105. To provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $629,605 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. We have one amendment by Congresswoman Rivard. Page 2, line 48 through 82, strike lines 48 through 82 and insert the following and adjust totals accordingly. And you have a table that everyone has a copy of. Discussion?
Yes, thank you. So this amendment actually reduces the amount of the operation expense. This was a discussion with our budget analyst and Mr. Coburn and Chair Redcorn. And so in this particular entity that we have with the CDFI, they're able to, they don't return their funds to the general treasury at the end of the fiscal year. So they have enough money available to fund them. So they, we all agreed upon a decrease in the original request.
Thank you. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. ONCA 23-109 is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $98,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief statue unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. We have one amendment presented by Congresswoman Lemon, page 1, lines 16, 24, and 25. Strike 98,700 and insert 109,700. Discussion? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This particular amendment that was presented is the event planner contract amount that was discussed during committee. When we looked at the budget, we did not see the event planner contract price on the actual budget, and we asked Abigail Michonne-Cachet to look into it from our communications department. And after discussion, we have decided to add it to this particular budget instead of utilizing leftover funds from the 150th year commemoration that we had. I can't say the long word without messing it up. So thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. It will be advanced to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-110, an act to repeal the law and terminate the matching grant fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. We have one amendment presented by Congresswoman Rivard. Page 1, line 33, after effective, insert on October 1st, 2023. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to take a 15-minute recess.
Second.
Motion and a second to take a 15-minute recess before we get started on bills and resolutions on third reading. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. We're in recess for 15 minutes.